Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody wake up.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Okay, two things I was reading about this morning in hopes of sharing them and creating some great stimulating conversations here on the radio. But I haven't been able to understand either of them. Number one is they did a thing about the average savings, how much people have in savings across the country and then state by state. What do you think, if you had to guess, how much savings people have in the bank? So not your investments and your whatever, but just like, boom, this much cash is ready to go.
Checking, savings.
I'm going to say 7,500.
Oh, I think.
Ooh. Or is that high?
Thinking for high? The average American, I feel like that's high. I was going to say, I think.
It's low.
It's low?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
10,000.
17,000.
Oh, in that's
savings?
Good.
Yeah. Average?
Yeah.
I guess but that's good only because you hear about how much credit card debt the average American has.
True, right.
That, plus, you know, you talk about retirement plans, and oftentimes I think the average number is somewhere only around $130,000 or $140,000. So this much in liquid savings to me is kind of surprising.
You know what? It is including some of the extra your investments. It's not like, oh, I own a boat and that's how much this is worth. In savings or an investment account. It's about 17,000.
So that could be like a stock account, you know, if you're, you know, E-Trade, Schwab, something like that, and savings. So
Edward Jones over here.
true. Right.
South Dakota led the way with an average of almost $25,000 in savings.
Wow.
So then I started looking, and obviously I was curious about our states. Missouri, 10,478.
Okay.
People having savings. Illinois, 13,416.
Illinois wins that one.
So then I kept looking. I was looking at all these states, and I was curious about, I was like, oh, what would some of the low ones be? And, you know, I get beat up a lot for picking on the South. This list of all the states and how much people have in savings, there are 49 states on this list. Mississippi didn't even make it.
What?
What?
It's not on the list at
it's
all.
It's not on the list because I was like, oh, I was curious. And then I was like, what? And it's alphabetical. So I looked 100 times and then I literally counted them all and it was 49.
Wow.
So I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure there's a number, but it was funny to me that this very official Newswire report and Mississippi didn't make it. Other thing I uncovered, and I read this headline, and I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. A police officer in the UK went undercover for 5 years as a clown to infiltrate a clown army of activists. Like, he trained as a clown so that they would buy into the whole thing.
Clown activists. What are we talking about? Insane clown posse? Are we talking about the Juggalos?
We are not. No, this is over in England. I read the whole article and I still don't totally understand what it was that there was fear. But basically this was brought up because it's like such a waste of resources and people were like, this is kind of absurd. These guys were like activists and, you know, clown activists. But I guess they had like a fairly radical agenda. So this guy went undercover for 5 years as a clown. He had to learn all the tricks and do all the clown stuff.
Did he get anything? I mean, did he get anything out of these people? Were any arrests?
He can juggle six torches is what he got out of it. He pushed it. I mean, I guess they were pushing like a radical agenda, but it's not like he's a clown and at the end of it there's just tables of drugs and he's like, look what we got. And like the nothing, basically. But I mean, so many scenarios that you think about. Like, they're checking him for a wire. At one point, they have like suspicions and they're like patting him down.
Right.
And you know, they find the wire, but then it squirts water in their face. Yeah. The whole. But this also, I gotta say, made me feel better because you know, with everything going on over here, the election and everything else, and people are like, oh, America, like, oh, the rest of the world, whatever. You read this and you're like, hey, we're doing just fine. I'm proud to be an American because nobody's going undercover as a clown to infiltrate clown activists and look for crime. I mean, come on.
Craigslist missed connections.
It can happen almost anywhere. You see somebody, you think, but in the moment, you're too scared, or whatever the reason, to say anything. You think about it later, and then you go to the problem solver, Craigslist, and missed connections, where you post things like, at a retail establishment over the weekend. We were in opposite lines at checkout, and I couldn't stop checking you out. I saw what you were buying and wanted to offer to carry that alcohol to your car. Thought maybe we could enjoy a few before you left the lot, but you seemed to be in a rush. Was it my constant staring, by the way, spelled S-T-A-I-R-I-N-G, or did you just have somewhere else to go?
I get the impression that 70% of these Craigslist misconnections are written by people who leave the house once every 6 weeks and immediately fall in love because they're just out seeing other humans for the first time.
Yeah.
It's not a crazy theory.
I'm sticking with it. Missed connections.
Seen you in traffic. You, redhead, full beard, big pickup, white or silver. We exchanged smiles and I waved, not too conspicuous. Passed one another about 3 or 4 times on 270 this past Saturday. You grinned. I'm interested. Are you?
Missed connections.
Looking for a lonely lady around my age. Looking for a lady aged 65 to 70 who's seeking someone for a non-committed relationship. Someone who isn't getting the attention at home that they crave and they desire. A few extra pounds, so what? That's just more to love. Once we talk a bit, and I know you're not a scammer, I will exchange pictures.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like you're a scammer.
Yeah, that's telling the scammer exactly what to do.
Right.
All I gotta do is talk a bit. This seems like a good scam. Here I go. After we talk a bit. Oh, man, that's a serious... What do you call that? Firewall? We gotta talk a little bit first.
Craigslist
Thank you, Lance.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
All right, our rundown that says what we've got going on right now, it says happiness/jeans. And I actually have a story sort of related to both. If you guys remember, all last week I wore sweatpants and declared that I would only be wearing sweatpants until the election was over.
Mm-hmm.
It played into my favor because obviously it ended, election's over. But also, Emma got so sick of me wearing those sweatpants that Friday she came home and she bought me new pants because she was sick of me wearing them.
Wow.
So I'm wearing them now. They're what I call, they're like cool guy joggers, I guess is what you would call them.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, I like those.
This is their work debut. So I've learned a lesson about getting new clothes. Just wear the same thing over and maybe something new will show up. I think this marriage thing is going to work out. That's happiness. And it's kind of related to jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well. But but on our show log, jeans was spelled G-E-N-E-S.
That's actually how I spell cool guy joggers.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Larry. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and you weigh in on whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
Yes.
And we'll declare today, that a winner.
And today we've got a little foodstuffs bonafide or bogus hybrid.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
Everything's coming up Tim Convey today. It's going to be a good one. So you're going to tell me if these things exist or not. Bonafide or bogus? Chitlins are a type of green leafy vegetable.
I mean, I've heard the term chitlin, but I don't know what they are. So I'll say bona fide.
Lance? You're waiting.
Bogus.
Yeah, they're it's bogus.
It's bogus.
Bogus!
Chitlins, also called shitterlings, are actually...
Made of pork, usually?
They're like part of the neck?
Fried pig intestines.
Yes. Ooh.
I didn't know that either, Kev. I'm glad I've avoided chitlins this far in my life. Up next, bona fide or bogus, Rocky Mountain oysters are a type of freshwater clam.
Freshwater clam? I mean, I would think they were oysters, but I'm going to say, I'll say bona fide.
I'll agree. I'll say bona fide.
Bogus.
Lance, do you know what they are?
They are fried testicles of some variety.
Thank you, Lance. of bulls, sheep, and male pigs.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's kind of a joke. Rocky Mountain. You guys get it.
Yeah.
Bulls, sheep, and male pigs. Not seafood at all. You guys are doing great so far. Lance is doing great. Bona fide or bogus. Coolickles are pickles soaked in Kool-Aid.
Ooh.
Coolickles.
Bona fide.
I'll say bona fide.
Oh, okay. I'll say bogus.
Bona fide.
Bona fide?
Never heard of these, but they're usually soaked in red Kool-Aid, and they're popular in the South. No thank you.
I'd try it once.
I like Kool-Aid, and I like pickles, yeah, but I don't care for the South, so...
Wow. You could have just said, I don't care for them together, but no, you just don't care for a whole week.
Right. In previous shows, you may have missed Tim going after, like, I think the state of
Mississippi.
But let me be clear.
But now he's just gone after the whole South.
Let me be clear that I don't consider Texas the South.
Wow.
What?
Okay. I like Texas.
Okay.
I do. All right, up next, bona fide or bogus. Burgoo is a type of stew that you can make with basically any kind of meat.
Burgoo? It sounds like something that Kevin would come up
right,
with.
Right, like the Berghoff fluff.
Yeah, Berghoff burgoo.
I'll say bona fide.
Bogus.
Bona fide.
It's also called roadkill soup. It basically just means any. Yeah, I know. It's popular in Kentucky. Meh. And Illinois.
Oh, here we go.
I'm kidding. I like Texas.
You're sort of kidding.
You're right.
It's all wonderful. Bona fide or bogus, finally. Bona fide or bogus. A goo duck is a type of ice cream made with fish.
Ugh. A goo duck?
Mm-hmm.
I would think it'd be made with duck. So I'll say bogus.
Bona fide.
Ooh, boy, I don't know where to go here. I'll say bogus.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide?
There's no actual duck in it. It's actually spelled A-K-U-T-A-Q.
Okay.
But it is pronounced a goo duck. It is also called Alaskan ice cream or Eskimo ice cream. It is made with things like whipped fat, dried fish, moose. That's M-O-O-S-E. And caribou meat. A goo duck. I will pass.
Yeah,
right.
I love the South. That's bona fide or bogus.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
Toy Hall of Fame, we talked about a couple months ago. They announced this year's finalists. There were 12 of them. I don't know if you remember who you voted for. There was... Bingo, Baby Nancy, Briar Horses, Light Bright, Jenga, Masters of the Universe, My Little Pony, Risk, Sidewalk Chalk, Sorry, Tamagotchi, and Yahtzee.
Mm.
Come on, Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
Yeah, I said I'd like maybe a little My Little Pony. None of our choices made the list.
Mm.
Three finalists chosen. But now that I know a little bit more history about one of them, I didn't know a lot about Baby Nancy. So apparently... Baby Nancy was created back in 1968 and became the best-selling black doll in Los Angeles by the end of the year when it was distributed nationwide, and it just made history. It became this landmark doll. So Baby Nancy is one of the toys in the Toy Hall of Fame. The next one is, out of all of the board games, I guess, and games, it goes to Jenga. Jenga made it.
Yeah, maybe. I can kind of see that.
Jenga's fine.
Well, you're really not going to be happy with the last one.
Okay.
Because it's sidewalk chalk.
I like sidewalk chalk.
Yeah, that seems to should have already been in there. Like, is there chalk and then sidewalk chalk?
Sidewalk chalk has been snubbed for decades now.
It's about time.
Yeah. Sidewalk chalk has to wait and go in with Jenga.
There are a few limits to what kids can do with chalk. I've talked about this before. I think we need like a classic toy that just automatically gets in every year, and then three other ones. A couple of years ago, it was blanket.
Yeah. Stick.
Stick made it.
Cardboard like, box, I think, was up for it 1 year.
And I get it. Those are all like, okay, blanket, they talked about how it can be a fort and you can do all these things with your blanket. Yeah, I get it. Same with stick. Same with, you know, whatever.
Mattel's sitting there going, what are we doing wrong?
Right.
And those are all like art, you know, imagination. And I get it. They said sidewalk chalk, one of the earliest examples of an artistic toy, and there are few limits to what kids can do with chalk.
It's worth noting, just for people listening, sidewalk chalk delayed this long. There were performance-enhancing drugs involved, and that's why the committee made them wait for a while, and here they are. That's why they go in with Jenga, Jenga always played the game the right way.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But sidewalk chalk was penalized, which I think is, I mean, I don't know.
So it goes in with an asterisk?
Yes, exactly. As kids growing up, you got to tell your kids about why sidewalk chalk waited so long. I mean, it's, I don't know. Mm.
But sidewalk chalk should just be a given. And then we should get another one in there.
Like a brand name.
Right.
Thing.
Every year, the Toy Hall of Fame lets me down just a little
bit. Get He-Man in there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but that said, talk about performance-enhancing drugs, that guy. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Okay. Steering wheel and what it says about your personality. I love these goofy personality tests. So, around the room, how do you hold the steering wheel when you drive?
One finger with my hand resting on my lap. And that's how I injured my finger because I had to make a quick turn. And I'm not kidding. It hurt my finger. And for 6 months, it was in pain. Do you remember that? And I had to open up the door with like, it was
right.
Yes.
A lot. So yeah, I'm a single finger.
Single finger at the bottom of the wheel or on top of the horn?
Bottom.
Okay. Bottom of the wheel. That's interesting.
I would say probably primarily 9. And 3, roughly around there, if you're looking at it like a clock.
Wow, no, not, of course.
These are hilarious.
Not standard 10 and 2, but 9 and 3.
Yeah, gives you a little more control.
Yes, right.
Lance, what about you?
One hand, left-handed, at about 8 or 9 o'clock on the wheel.
8 or 9, so towards the top of the wheel. Okay, this is so great. I love it. You know, sometimes these are really off. These are right on. Let's start with Tim. One hand, well, one finger on the bottom of the wheel.
Yeah.
You're a minimalist who likes to keep things simple.
I don't know if that's true of me.
Okay, well, they get better as we go on here. Oh. Lance, one hand near the top of the wheel. You're relaxed and like to project confidence.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Pretty apropos.
Yep, that's our Lance.
Kev, 9 and 3. It means you're probably an anxious person, but also very thorough.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
You are very thorough.
Mm-hmm. One of the most thorough guys I know.
10 and 2.
You may call me Henry David Thoreau.
Wow.
Oh, God. And it didn't say corny dad jokes, but we'll add that to the 9 and 3. 10 and 2. The way you learned in with the driver's ed, if you still do it now, it means you play by the rules and you might also be a perfectionist.
Is that you, Jen?
Nope.
What are you?
I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
8 and 4. Like 10 and 2, but, you know, bottom of the wheel. Confident person who likes to take charge.
I wonder if you do 8 and 4 if you're overhand or underhand. I'm looking at the clock for all of these, by the way.
Right. I can't imagine.
Your elbow's up in the air.
When I do that, it's overhand. It's overhand. But that's not my main one. Holding near the middle of the wheel, but I like to rest them on top of the horn.
Now, you're talking about you and not your driver, right? Because since you're...
That guy's 10-2, or else he can look for a new job, frankly.
Y98, it's time for celebrity birthdays on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Famous people born today, November 10th. He actually beat Dennis Miller in Star Search, but never actually won the prize there. And then he went on to be on A Different World. And then he was also in that terrible, terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger Jingle All the Way. How old is Sinbad?
Parents about to say they hate you because they do this. So when you do something and your parents are like, ha, 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 they hate you.
Apparently Sinbad, the story is, he was doing comedy for, I don't know, 6 months or something. Winning contests, like just dominating, before he realized that people were going up there with planned jokes.
Oh, really?
Apparently. Really? I mean, that's the legend, and wow. I believe that's what he says, that he was pretty deep into comedy.
He'd just get up there and tell a story, like right off the top of his
head?
He
would just get up there and do comedy. Like, he would just get up there and go for it, and he was winning contests and, like, crushing all the time. Yeah. Which is kind of believable. I mean, he's pretty talented.
A lot of audience participation in his stand-up.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard that A Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is actually based on his life.
No. Sinbad's?
I'm just saying, like, she started in comedy because she just got up there and just started ranting.
Oh. She's that bit on
That's
Pepsi.
That's why I'm not.
You should go with prepared stuff.
Where's the bell?
Leave that to Sinbad.
60.
Oh, 61.
59.
He is 64.
Okay.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
All right, we've been talking about it for a while. Unless we're crazy, the end of this crazy warm weather will be today. It's going to start raining, then it's going to get cold, and you got to assume it's going to stay pretty cold, at least for the rest of the year. So it felt like, you know, we've been lucky with this last, I don't know, week or so of actual warm weather. And so yesterday I tried to spend as much time outside as possible.
Yep, me too.
And Emma and I are like, we're going to, you know, let's do dinner on the deck. Let's really go for it. And we've been making a lot of progress on Sopranos lately. So we're like, let's watch Sopranos out on the deck. I set the TV up out there, got the Apple TV going. Like, really nice. We had our lights going. And we knew this was kind of the goodbye to the deck for who knows how many months of our new house. It was fun. Made dinner. It was great. Got some ginger ale. Really just a fantastic night, guys. Wish you could have been there.
Pulled out all the stops of that ginger
sure
ale,
did.
Man.
Got the big screen out there on the thing, plugged in the old Apple TV, and very quickly realized that the show to watch outside in our new neighborhood with the loud noise and the big screen, it was probably not The Sopranos Season 6.
First of all, no. But second of all, I think if anybody gives you grief, you're like, I had Halloween. You know, I think you're going to have a grace period after Halloween.
I don't know about that. I mean, what's funny is, so eventually I got like we got a little Bluetooth speaker and just placed it like right in front of us so that we didn't have to turn it up at all. But if people were to hear things, I mean, they would hope that we were watching Sopranos. Like, it's almost better if they see the screen
than they know.
Than just hear. And I mean, I don't, if you've ever seen it at all or just think about how mafia members talk. I mean, it checks all the boxes of things you don't want your neighbors to be saying and doing. And then if they were to actually see the screen, oh, I don't know, a third of that show is set at a strip club. So it's...
Yes.
We said we're like, oh, this is going to be such a great... And then we're like, all right, maybe this isn't a good idea. Because then you hear, like, somebody's dog in the backyard, and you're like, all right, they are walking the dog. They are hearing this. This is a bad deal.
Right.
We got through it. We did two episodes, but just very quietly, and then we'd sort of fast forward past anything insane. Oh, but so I'd like to apologize to my neighbors. It was just Sopranos. It wasn't us.
This is the Cage Match.
It's the Comics Cage Match. We do it on Wednesdays. Two of us compete with jokes about some headlines from this week. Lance and I in the battle today. Kevin is reading and Jen is judging. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we do the Comics Cage Match. So, Kevin's going to read the story and then we will begin.
Authorities arrested a woman in Dallas, Georgia, after she allegedly tried to convince restaurant workers that she was an FBI agent and should get free food. Kimberly George Ragsdale attempted to get free food from a Chick-fil-A by pretending to be an FBI agent, but restaurant employees were not convinced and called 911 to report the woman. When officers arrived, Ragsdale reportedly continued to claim that she was a federal agent. She allegedly told officers that she had no identification because her credentials were electronic only.
Pretty smart.
Even as officers placed Ragsdale in handcuffs and arrested her for impersonating a public officer, she continued pretending to talk to a supposed radio in her shirt, reporting that she was being arrested and that the FBI needed to send someone to the Rockmart Police Department. Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy. Tim, you're the challenger. You go first.
This story is crazy. I mean, wait till she tells the guys back at the bureau about this.
Hey, let's be clear. She wasn't, air quotes, pretending to talk to a radio in her shirt. She was ordering Postmates delivery to her jail cell.
I heard she was investigating claims that this particular location was opening on Sundays.
And here's the deal. You don't say you're with the FBI to try and score free food. You just say you're on the radio to try and score free food like some of our coworkers do.
As she was getting carried away from the Chick-fil-A, she said, "Hey, can you loosen these handcuffs a little?" "My pleasure," they responded.
I was trying to figure out a way to work that in. That's well done. Her FBI badge wasn't too convincing. She'd made it out of an old Chick-fil-A foil wrapper.
Oh, man. It's a close one. But I gotta tell you, the my pleasure joke really won me over.
Yes!
I agree.
My kids, every time we go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, they're like, "Say thank you. I bet you money they're not gonna say you're welcome." So it goes to Tim Convy. Tim Convy for the win on this week's Comics Cage Match.
Thank you. Lance, you were great.
That was a tough one.
Who's
I mean,
up next
week?
It was
a great story.
I'm up next week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. That's how we play Comics Cage Match on The Wake Up on Y98.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Mornings on Y98.
85% of people who've made something in quarantine, they think that it is good enough to give as a present. They're trying to spend less money, and people are getting into, you know, crafts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm no exception, especially at the beginning of this thing. And they think they can give them away.
Oh, yeah. I started knitting a scarf for my daughter, and I just finished. So what are people making?
Baked goods, which, fine, I'll take it. As long as you're not, like, this isn't your intro level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma's been baking a ton. She's great at it, it turns out.
What's her best?
So we are going through with the wedding. man, she made these. I know it's simple, but she made these chocolate chip cookies the other day out of control. And she's always made good ones, but she tried a new recipe and these things were off the charts. My brother hasn't stopped talking about them.
Oh, yeah.
She made like this peanut butter blueberry thing. I mean, she's getting pretty into it.
Ooh, nice.
So baked goods people are giving out as Christmas gifts. Artwork.
Okay.
Like they learned how to paint? Type thing?
Yeah, because a lot of people are out there painting or...
My neighbor learned how to do watercolors and hers are beautiful.
Are they really?
Yeah, she's really artistic, but she like took some lessons or I don't know exactly how she did it, but she gave our friend a watercolor for her birthday and it's beautiful. She has it framed and hanging up in her house.
Well, I told you about Sean O'Brien, who's been on the show a bunch.
Yeah.
Started doing paint by numbers and then he's selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
And I've got one hanging in my basement and one hanging in my kitchen. Sean O'Brien originals.
You got a second one already?
Yeah.
Paint by numbers doesn't do it justice. The one that we have on our Instagram page that you can see is like a beachscape, like an ocean view.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
Yes.
He's got a gift. And oddly
really
enough,
does.
Sean, not great with numbers. And yet, when they're on the canvas, he's able to really knock it out. That's what I'm sure he'll be giving everybody in his life.
Oh my God. I would love a Sean O'Brien original.
Photo albums is on here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always a great gift. I remember before my mom passed away, she did the photo album. She brought it and she said, "Kevin, this is your life."
Oh.
And it was really cool because you go through and you see the baby pictures all the way through high school.
I'm so bad about that. Every year I'm like, I'm going to do this. And they're just all sitting on a computer.
Also on this list, things you knit. Like sweaters and blankets.
Oh my God, sweater. That's ambitious. But let me tell you, I have enough yarn left over that I might try a hat, a matching hat to go with Nora's scarf.
Here's the question. For us, should we all do, because we typically exchange gifts, should we do all homemade? I already ordered something for somebody, so I can't do it. But should we, in a one gift you give has to be homemade? We all give Jen something homemade. How about that?
I like that.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. I'm going to blow your mind with a few things. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Ready.
I cannot find the document.
Are you ready?
Oh, do you want my thing you didn't know?
Please.
I was telling you earlier, I had a thing you didn't know. And it has to do with a father-daughter duo making history by both winning Emmys on the same night.
Huh.
Ron Cephas Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Who still plays Randall's dad on This Is Us. He won for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series. The same year, his daughter, Jasmine Cephas Jones, won. Jasmine plays Peggy and Mariah Reynolds in Hamilton.
Oh.
See, it's like a dual things you didn't know. Like, it was the first time.
Wait, what did she win an Emmy for?
I think it was for Hamilton something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jen will tell you, but you have to wait for it.
Right. No, she won, she won her Emmy for a performance on Quibi's Free Rayshon.
Okay. Didn't know Quibi could win stuff. It's funny, as I was looking for my things you didn't know document and Jen was filling, I thought about telling her to stretch, and I'm like, no, it's Jen. It's
oh, wow.
It comes pre-stretched.
That's so. I'll think about that next time I'm going to help you out.
I appreciate it. Here's something you didn't know. Biz Markie never planned to sing the chorus on Just a Friend.
What?
What?
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend.
But none of the people that he asked to sing showed up at the studio.
What?
Part of what makes that song so special.
I know.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Belting it. That's pretty cool.
That's the best part of the song.
Here's something you didn't know. Carrots are actually bad for rabbits and can cause health problems. But because of Bugs Bunny, pretty much everyone thinks that rabbits love carrots.
Me. What's up, Doc?
Not good. Here's something you didn't know. Dr. Dre didn't know Eminem was white until they met in person. Dre said he was happy when he found out because it was, quote, so different.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
I'm Brady.
Here's something you didn't know. The designer who created the NBA logo also made the 1040 EZ tax form. When you got it, you got it.
One way more popular than the other.
Yeah. I don't know, but that tax form logo on your sleeve looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, right.
Agreed. Here's something you didn't know. There are only two words in the English language that end in G-R-Y. Angry and
hungry.
Hungry. That's it.
Hmm.
Do those come from a certain... Well, I'm sorry. This isn't like things you want to ask follow-up questions on.
That's at 9:05 this morning.
Yeah. That's on Fridays. Here's something you didn't know. This... Man, a few of these really got me. There's no difference between Slurpees and Icy's. They're both made by the Icy company. 7-Eleven just has a licensing deal to call them Slurpees.
No way!
Same company, same place.
Really? They got two different mascots.
Yeah,
they got
I know.
Bear and a dog.
The bear is just the dog in costume. Here's something you didn't know. Paul Revere didn't yell, "The British are coming!" Because the Americans at the time still considered themselves British, so he probably used the most common term for British soldiers, regulars.
The regulars are coming?
Yeah. Then what's the problem? Here's something you didn't know. Tweety Bird was created 3 years before Sylvester. Tweety debuted in 1942, and Sylvester debuted in 1945. So for 3 years, when he thought he saw a putty cat, he was just hallucinating. Eventually, the animators were like, all right, the audience isn't buying it anymore. Get this guy a putty cat. 3 years. Here's something you didn't know. Several decades before Richard Jenkins played John C. Reilly's father on Step Brothers. So Richard Jenkins is in a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. He was in Six Feet Under.
Yeah, he's great.
So good in Step Brothers. Listen to this. He played John C. Reilly's father in Step Brothers, but before that, he worked as a truck driver. And his boss at that job, John C. Reilly's father.
What? George was impressed by that one.
That's crazy.
I got one more for George. Here's something you didn't know. Pringles are only about 42% potato. The rest is wheat starch, flour, oil, salt, and seasoning. And because of that, they're not legally allowed to be called potato chips. Technically, they're potato crisps.
Things you didn't know.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
After the holidays, would you pay someone to come in and clean your home?
Yeah.
I think so. Why not?
We're talking like top to bottom. How much would you pay?
Like a deep clean? Depends. I don't know, a couple grand maybe if it was done right.
Good Lord.
Wow. Okay, so I thought I was crazy when I saw this new survey.
Well, I'm just saying, if it really needs to be clean, that's what you're going to probably pay.
Almost.
Keep in mind, none of us have seen Kevin's house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That makes me curious.
Close to half of all Americans would pay $5,000 for someone to magically clean their home from top to bottom after the holidays.
Well, I said about half that.
What kind of houses do these people live in?
I don't know, but the fact that you even said thousands, I thought it was nuts. They said that's the one thing they dread with the holiday season is cleaning up. And the number of dishes was number one on the list, especially I think after Thanksgiving, because you have so many dishes to do.
I'm no financial whiz, but if you're spending $5,000 at that point, don't you just buy a new house? Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like, okay,
this place is a mess.
They're going through your carpeting, they're, you know, rebuffering the floors, they're
refinishing the floors is not cleaning.
I said rebuffering.
Kevin has marble floors in his house.
Okay. Marble columns.
Marble columns. Someone said they'd pay over $500 to have nothing to do after a big festive meal like Thanksgiving.
Seems like a more reasonable price.
But they also said it's kind of split. Half of people say the person who prepared dinner shouldn't be in charge of the cleanup.
I would agree with that.
People said $5,000 to have this their home clean. Somebody said $500 to just not have to clean up after the meal. At what country club did they do this survey?
I know. I think that was just $500 for dishes, which also seems extreme.
Yeah, my God.
I mean, isn't that why you have children? So they do the dishes?
Oh,
well,
no,
you don't
Jen,
want them
that
doing
is not,
that.
That is not why people have children.
No.
I'm just saying.
So when we get old,
they got to make sure they take care of us when we're old.
Oh, that's why you have them.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
I just think this number's so crazy high. $5,000 to clean your house from top to bottom?
As I said, if it's a deep clean and well done, I think that's more reasonable than you think.
Kevin, we have to see your house. This is just, it's either enormous or you guys are terribly messy.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Willie. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and you guys weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
I'm sure it was easy for you guys to pick today's topic. Everybody knows Saturday, November 14th, is National Pickle Day.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, how I love pickles. Mm-hmm. So that is your topic today. Let's do this. Up first, bonafide or bogus? America got its name from a pickle merchant.
Ooh.
Sounds too good to be true.
Amerigo Vespucci's resume handy, so
I could see him. I could see him dealing pickles on the side.
That was his side hustle.
It was his side hustle.
Yeah.
I'm a navigator by day, pickle merchant by night.
Yeah, I say bona fide.
I'll say bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bonafide!
You guys are right. So he was once a ship chandler. He would supply merchants and sailors with supplies for their voyages, including preserved meats and vegetables. His nickname, though, was the Pickle Merchant.
Ooh.
He was well known for it. And then there's a book called English Traits where they just refer to him as the Pickle Dealer. Like that was his thing. So somebody, probably like Columbus or whatever, found out they were calling in America, and they're like, the pickle guy? You're naming this place after the pickle guy? I really got passionate about that. Up next, Bonafide or Bogus. Americans consume about 17 pounds of pickles per person per year.
16 pounds?
17.
That seems excessive. But pickles, a little weighty.
And there's a lot on hamburgers.
Think about hamburgers. Yeah. That's a really good point, Kevin.
I'll say bona fide.
I think it's bogus.
I consumed about 17 pounds last time I was at Salt and Smoke.
I love them. There are people in my family who hate pickles, so I say bogus.
Bona fide.
It is bogus.
Bogus! Oh.
It's 9 pounds per person per year.
Wow, that's
some people say 8.5, but yeah, it's still a lot.
Yeah.
The most popular type remains in America?
Dill.
Kosher dill.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah. Up next, bona fide or bogus, Cleopatra used pickles to preserve her good looks.
Bona
fide.
I'll say bogus.
I'll say bona fide.
It's bona fide.
Bona fide.
She loved them. She was a huge pickle devotee. She ate them regularly, believing that they helped keep her gorgeous. And I don't know if you've seen Cleopatra lately, but I'm not going to argue with that. Up next, bona fide or bogus, William Shakespeare coined the phrase, in a pickle.
Ooh. Yeah, I want that to be true. Bona fide.
Yeah, I'll say bona fide.
I think it's too obvious. I'll say bogus.
It's bona fide.
Bona fide?
No, I had no idea. Pretty crazy.
Was it from the Pickle Merchant of Venice?
No, it was not. It was not. It was from the play that, yeah, I was in the rendition of in 1998 at St. Louis Priory, where I played the part of Antonio. Of course, guys, I'm talking about The Tempest. Came out in 1611, and in The Tempest, Alonso asked Trinculo, how camest thou in this pickle? To which Trinculo, I don't need to tell you guys, responds, I've been in such a pickle since I saw you last. I fear me will never out of my bones. I shall not fear fly blowing. The words just leap off the page, don't they?
In a way.
So yeah, he made that up. In a pickle. Shakespeare.
Love it.
And finally, bona fide or bogus. President John F. Kennedy once launched a nationwide pickle contest rewarding $250,000 to the party that created the best pickle.
Bogus.
No, I could see that. I'll say bona fide.
The cash, I think, is makes it bogus.
I think that's a lot of money for the early 60s, so right? I'm going to say bogus as well.
Bona fide.
I'm going to blow your minds. It's bogus.
Oh. Bogus!
But Napoleon did that.
What?
What?
$250,000 way back then.
That was a lot of money.
$250,000. Well, it's the equivalent of what that was today. As a prize, whoever could figure out the best way to pickle and preserve foods for his troops. He loved pickles, and he saw the value for them for his troops, for being able to preserve it. So he gave somebody $250,000.
Wow.
That's bona fide or bogus.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Well, a story I liked in the news today. There's a school over in France that I guess the kids have to get there by 8:30 a.m. or these gates close. I don't know. Maybe it's a COVID thing, but the school is on lockdown at 8:30 a.m. So you got to drop your kids off before then. Well, some of these parents, hey, and I get it, they're running a little bit late. This gate, it's a 6-foot fence all around the perimeter of the school, and the parents will just toss their kids over the fence if they're a few minutes late.
So they had to send out a notice telling parents not to throw their kids over a fence?
Not only did they send out a notice, they posted a sign on the gate with a picture that says, in French, please don't throw your kids over the gate.
Oh, no.
Couldn't they just add a little buffer? Like, all right, get them here by 8:40 or something like that. And what?
I mean, you have to close the gates at some point, and there's going to be someone, if you push it back to 8:40, that's going to show up at 8:41. Like, at what point do you
toss the kids?
Yeah.
Just say, all right, I'm tossing the kids.
Yeah.
There's something similar happening. I shouldn't even talk about it.
Nope, let's hear it. That's way too juicy. Yeah.
my son's school is right next to the Magic House.
Okay.
And pre-COVID, everyone would just take the bus. You know, some people pick their kids up, but not many. But now it's a ton, and it's kind of crazy. So there are some people that are sitting in the Magic House parking lot to pick their kids up, like towards the back of the parking lot where it's not as busy. Mm-hmm. And at like 12:30 in the afternoon, the Magic House isn't packed during the week. There are lots of cars, but we're kind of further back. So the first day I go to wait, Finn sees where to go because you walk across the football field and then kind of cut through the parking lot, and there are stairs that lead from Nyfer Middle School up to the Magic House. And then you walk along the sidewalk, done. Nope, some kids can't walk over to the stairs, so they're just hopping this iron gate, and it's right outside of the Magic House offices, and I feel like the crackdown is fast approaching. Because like the gates also have like Christmas lights strung through them. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a notice yet from the Magic House. Like, I wouldn't
mess with them, man. They'd have those kids' hair standing up. Like, they would do some some weird science tricks where you touch that gate and you're just like, electricity goes all the way through. You don't get a button with your picture on it.
You can't climb up the beanstalk.
You go to climb it and there's like a trap door and you go down and then it sets off these dominoes and all this. I wouldn't mess with the Magic House, man.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
It's that time of the week where we check in with one of our favorite coworkers, Alex Rich, as he pulls our other coworkers to see who on the show is most likely to do something. And Alex, I hear this week is a Thanksgiving theme.
It's a Thanksgiving theme this week. It is indeed. I'm out of town next week, and then the following is Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's never too early to start thinking about Thanksgiving.
Are you out of town with some modeling gig or something?
Some feathery folks, you know?
Yeah.
No, you know, people are probably already starting to think about Christmas. So to be honest with you, if I did a Christmas theme, it'd probably fit right in as well. But we're going to just stick to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanks for breaking down the process.
Inside the mind of Alex Rich.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing some modeling pics and just kind of getting some for the arsenal to release, you know, as the weeks go on. So, you know how it goes. If you follow me, you know how it is. Who on the show is most likely to buy store-bought food but tell everybody that they made it?
Ooh.
I'm likely to buy store-bought food, but I'm not going to take credit for it. I'll tell you that everybody knows, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I could see myself getting some votes there.
Yeah, I think Tim's going to...
I don't know if I would do that, but I don't hate it.
I think Tim might win this one.
It's a pretty clever idea, and Tim's a pretty clever guy. So Tim got 6 votes on this.
Nice.
Lance 2, Jen 2. Hmm.
He can't make anything. Right, so exactly. Didn't get anything.
Yeah.
1 year, Kevin brought... we all had to do a recipe, and he brought Berghoff. He called it the Berghoff Fluff, and it was just a can of marshmallow fluff. That was it.
Yes, from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Who on the show, everybody eats a lot during Thanksgiving, who on the show is most likely to unbutton their pants at the Thanksgiving dinner table?
Kevin.
Yes, that's before we eat.
Yeah. Is loosen the drawstring an option?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Are you wearing sweatpants to Thanksgiving, Tim?
It depends what actually is going to happen.
Yeah.
I usually opt for corduroy.
What does that mean? It depends what's going to happen. Is there like, you know, some unexpected event where you could maybe have to wear jeans or like something with a button?
Well, just exactly what our dinner is going to look like. There's a pandemic going on, Alex. I don't know if you're aware of that. So people are taking some precautions and things are a little bit up in the air. So I have corduroy sweatpants is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, God, the most uncomfortable.
I knew there was something. Kevin, 4 votes. Lance, 4 votes. Tim, 2.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fair.
Tim, I'm impressed. You had such a good showing.
Thank you.
Will you wear a t-shirt, though, at the very least, Tim?
Like I said, it depends what the thing is. No, normally, I'm corduroys and a sweater. I'm a big fan of the sweater on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Cardigan or just sweater?
It depends. I've got a pretty wide variety.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all right. That all depends on this question as well. Who on the show is most likely to be the next best turkey carver?
Ooh, I would
you
say
mean the next best yeah. turkey carver.
Well, I didn't really mean the next. I just said the next.
Oh.
I thought this was a reality show.
I know.
This is an audition for Gordon Ramsay's best turkey carver.
Right. Okay, who is in the running? Who is still in the running to becoming the best turkey carver?
The best turkey carver.
I'm going to go with Lance.
Yeah, me too, Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, I don't know about that, but okay.
The people have spoken. Lance, 5 votes. Jen, 4. Kevin, 1. Jen, are you good at carving a turkey? It makes me nervous. The year that you've had, let's just keep the knife out of your hand.
Right. All sharp objects.
I've carved it before, but mine is not, like, it's a little messy. I know how to carve it. I know what you're supposed to do. It just doesn't, I don't know. I think I need to get what my parents have. My parents have an electric knife that they bust out to carve the turkey.
It does seem like a text I'd get Thanksgiving night, though. Jen sends to me and Kevin and Lance, and it says, cut myself carving the turkey on the way to the ER. Shrug emoji. I'd be like, yep, that sounds right.
All right, last question for you guys. Who on the show is most likely to bring just the rolls?
I think after the Berghoff fluff discussion.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm
Kevin.
Bringing that. Right.
I'd say Kevin or me.
You're lucky I'm bringing that.
I think they had to give Tim one of these. Tim, 7 votes. Kevin, 2.
Wow.
Lance, 1.
I mean, fine.
Tim's a homeowner now.
Right.
Give him some credit.
Right. And I have a lady in my life, and she's responsible and takes care of that type of thing. She won't let me embarrass myself like
this
I would
wasn't,
in the past.
This wasn't, are we asking Emma to bring the rolls? This is, what is Tim in charge of?
No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is she makes me a better man. Mistakes I would have made in the past, I'm not making anymore.
Right.
Okay.
And it's all thanks to her. And I hope she's listening.
Who on the show now?
This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
So my daughter's birthday was yesterday, and we, like I said earlier this morning, got everybody together on Zoom and FaceTime to celebrate her birthday, all of our family from out of town. And she just had a great day. For the fact that she can't have a birthday right now, a birthday party with all of her friends, and, you know, it's getting cold, she just had a great day. She woke up yesterday and opened up her first present. It was a camera. Like a Fuji Instamatic camera, just like the old Polaroids. She's been wanting one so badly.
Nice.
And lots of like camera related gifts. So she was super excited about that. These cameras, though, keep trying to read the instructions because we put in a pack of 10 photos and 2 of them came out.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, it must have just been that pack. So then I put a new pack in and so far we're 1 for 3.
Ooh. So these, I'd never even had a Polaroid. You put in a stack of basically those sheets.
You put in like a case. They're all in a case because once you open the case, they become exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Click the button and then it, you know, comes out this little slot on the side of the camera.
And they're not working.
No, but she still loves it. She doesn't care. but I got, so my mom got her the camera and I got her all of these camera accessories. Okay. So I got her
a dark room.
No. Yeah. I think we need one now. I got her like this string where she can clip all of her photos together, a couple little photo albums for these tiny little pictures. And also it came with a like a carrying case for her camera. And it came with a photo album where you can put these little pictures in.
Nice.
When I ordered, clearly this is a reputable U.S. company because when the photo album showed up, the cover of it, the title says, picture of moments.
Beautiful. Oh, man.
Picture of moments.
Where'd you get it? Amazon?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. So you would think they'd have one translator in the building, right? That would say, like, you're close. You're close. They could have just put moments on there, and they would have been totally
fine. You're right.
But instead, picture of moments.
Singular picture of right. moments. I mean, too. Well, it's even better.
Sadly, they kind of got that right with how the cameras
yeah,
working.
Right. They knew it was one in every 12.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
We play every Friday where two people on the show face off against each other. And this week, we are playing the name game with Kevin and Lance. Who's the champion from last week?
Lance is the champion.
Okay. Mm. So, Lance, you want to go first or second?
Tell me more about the name game. How does it work?
There's going to be a name, and there are lots of famous people with that name, and you're going to have to guess them.
I'll let Kevin go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Kevin, you get famous Brians.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Mm.
All right.
All right.
So Jen will describe the Brian. You will name the Brian.
All right.
And then start the clock as soon as I give you the first clue.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Kevin, this is the lead guitarist for Queen.
Brian May.
This legendary 90210 star was on The Masked Singer this season.
Brian Austin Green.
The genius behind the Beach Boys.
Brian Wilson.
He reached cult status as Walter White on Breaking Bad.
Ryan Cranston.
He shares a birthday with Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
One of our favorite comedians who also used to stop by Y98 when he was just starting out.
Pass.
Figure skater. South Park used to ask, what would he do?
Brian Boitano.
Uh-huh. Former anchor on NBC Nightly News, now on MSNBC.
Brian Wilson. That's not right. Brian Williams.
This Tommy Boy actor died earlier this year. Tim also worked with his son.
Brian Dennehy.
He's a Backstreet Boy.
Brian. Pass. Oh, you know what? And I'm kicking myself because the Brian I missed, was...
Comedian?
Comedian. Brian Regan.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Regan. Yeah. Brian Regan, and you also missed Brian Littrell.
That's it.
From the Backstreet Boys. But you got
Kevin,
eight.
You did good.
Yeah, I have eight. Good job, well. Kev.
So, all right. Now on to Lance. And I don't know if you figured this out already. Kevin had famous Brians. You have famous Ryans.
Okay.
All right. So, again, start the 60-second clock after I give you the first clue. Yeah, he's an Olympic swimmer.
Ryan Lochte.
Superhero, hater of Hugh Jackman and Kevin's wife's love.
Ryan Reynolds.
Cards fans hate this Brewers juicer.
Ryan Braun.
Singer, songwriter from One Republic.
Ryan Tedder?
He helped make the name Jennifer popular when he starred in the movie Love Story.
Ryan O'Neal.
Host of American Idol.
Ryan Seacrest.
He went to Lafayette High School and played his entire MLB career with the Phillies.
Ryan, oh, why am I drawing a blank on his name? War number 6, Ryan Howard.
He was married to Reese Witherspoon.
Ryan Phillippe?
Director of Creed and Black Panther.
Drawing a blank. A pass.
He has the same birthday as Brian Adams.
Ryan Adams.
Was that it?
If we give him the last one, he got 9. If we don't, he tied Kevin with 8.
I didn't hear.
I say it's
when
a tie.
You say it's a tie. Okay. I'll give you guys one more.
Lightning round.
Ooh.
Do you want or should we? Yeah. Do you want a Brian or a Ryan? You guys guess.
I'd like famous guys. Dave's.
Let's real quick. Let's do three.
Three rapid
either,
fire.
Either can be either one. You just pick three. Jen.
Okay.
It's either a Ryan or a Brian.
Now, do we just blurt out? Do yes. we blurt out our name or the name we're guessing?
Name you're guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Creator of Glee and American Horror Story.
Ryan Murphy.
Lance.
Yeah.
Oh, are we doing three?
Yes, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Director of Scarface and Carrie.
Ooh. Guys.
Brian De Palma.
All
right, Kevin got
tied.
That one.
Oh, it's all on this.
All
here
right.
we go.
Hey girl, his birthday was
Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling.
That's Kevin. Kevin takes it. Wow.
All right, Kevin champion yet again. This is, yeah. This is all in tribute to Ryan Gosling, whose birthday was yesterday.
By the way, who is the famous director for Black Panther?
Oh, Ryan Coogler.
That's it.
Coogler.
Yeah.
Coogler.
Thank God, right. You guys only got 10 because there weren't many more after that. All right. Congratulations. Kevin plays again next week. Who does he play against? Tim?
Yes.
All right.
You're on.
Well done, Kevin.
All right. Well, thank you, Lance. That was a fun game.
Good.
Because I won.
That always helps.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!